Shalom, welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of November the 11th, 2017, the 22nd of Heshvan, 5778. This week's message is entitled, When It's Not You, and I'm reading from Bereishit, Genesis chapter 25, verses 1 through 3. Abraham took another wife whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan fathered Sheba and Dedan. Abraham is depicted in the Bible as the model of faith. It was him of whom we read, he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. It was his trust in God that established his right relationship with God. What did he trust God for? The seemingly impossible prospect of innumerable offspring. Why was this a seemingly impossible prospect? He and his wife Sarah were childless and already advanced in years. They astonishingly have the child of promise when Abraham is 100 years old and Sarah is 90. In this week's parsha, Sarah dies, and sometime later, Abraham remarries. Obviously, he's way over 100 by now, but ends up having a whack of kids through his second wife, Keturah. Not bad for an old man, eh? But wait a second. I thought Abraham couldn't conceive. Perhaps God healed whatever his condition was so that he could have Isaac, the promised one. But that's not right. Years before, after waiting and waiting and still no child, Sarah suggested going the surrogate mother route through her servant Hagar. Can't say for sure, but looks like Hagar conceived pretty quickly. You know what that means, don't you? The problem wasn't with Abraham. It was Sarah who couldn't conceive, at least not until God intervened. If I am right, then Abraham's faith challenge was not his own inability, but his wife's. Did he understand that? He must have. They knew how conception worked. The Bible tells us many times something to the effect of so-and-so lay with her and she conceived. Abraham knew he could produce kids, and he knew Sarah couldn't. And yet he stuck with her until the end. He was open to the surrogacy solution and appeared to believe that that was part of God's plan until told differently. He thought it was funny when it became clear that his wife would finally conceive. Isaac, meaning laughter, would be identified with this act of heavenly humor forever. It was funny, but he went for it, lying with his long-time committed spouse for at least one more time. While many of the challenges to our fulfilling God's will are due to our own weaknesses, struggles, and so on, we often find ourselves, like Abraham, frustrated by issues arising from others. Being confronted by actual enemies is one thing, but being constrained by those closest to us is another. How many people have started off on some great adventure and have been thwarted in pursuing what are clearly God-given goals, hitting a rock wall because of a loved one? Household obligations may dictate, holding off on all sorts of noble, inspired objectives. Abraham's willingness to alleviate his situation only stemmed as far as surrogacy within the confines of his understanding of the cultural norms of the day. But that didn't solve the matter. Note that he never took a second wife. Maybe God kept him from that temptation by taking him to a hostile alien land. We don't know. What we do know is that God wasn't put off by the length of time or Sarah's infertility, and that Abraham is willing to cooperate with the details of God's plan as they were revealed to him. There may be times when we unnecessarily accept obstacles to God's plans for our lives. We may assume a false sense of responsibility towards family, friends, or business. We may have misguided financial expectations. But at other times, we need to resist skirting God's given limitations, trusting he knows what he is doing and will bring to pass whatever he wants in his time and in his way. Sometime later, God would say to Isaac concerning his dad, Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. The exemplary nature of Abraham's faith is not confined to a few highlighted moments, but includes a lifestyle imperfect, though it was, loyal to God. This is no less found in his faithfulness to Sarah in spite of her insufficiency. He knew that the God who called him to be a great nation had also determined that marriage be permanent. He accepted the challenge and became the father of all who truly believe. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBytes. Until next time, This is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites, Lehitraot.